for the sire 20 stakes winners, climbed to number 3 on the sire list, number 2 among those now at stud in the USA. Haynesfield earned more than $1,319,000. He won stakes at 2, 3, 4, and 5 every year he raced. He won the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, handing Blame his lone defeat in his Eclipse Award year. He won the historic Grade 2 Suburban in 10 of his 19 starts at distances from 6.5 furlong to 1.25 miles. Out of stakes winner and graded stakes place, nothing special, Haynesfield's first foal to do this year. And he stands for $10,000 live foal. And welcome back, Believe You Can, making her first start in 7 months. Believe You Can won the Tiffany Last Stakes at the Fairgrounds, won by 10.25 lengths. One of two winners of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, sired by Proud Citizen. Believe You Can has won 7 of her 11 starts and over $1,109,000. She is one of 12 2012 stakes winners by Proud Citizen, who stands for $15,000 live foal. Both Haynesfield and Proud Citizen stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and it is a lovely morning, especially compared to last Saturday morning when we were up to our belly buttons in snow.
Yes, we were. Now but the snow has moved on.
The snow has moved on. And it's how many works did we get this morning, Susie?
33?
Yeah, that's a little
nice.
Low for Saturday, but, you know, it was nice and steady after the work, so after the break.
Yeah.
But you know,
I said that snow up east, you know, they got 3 feet and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
Makes me appreciate the mud.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what we got, mud.
Mud. Well, if you get out early enough in the morning, it tightens up. It went down to 27 or something last night.
Yeah.
So it was, but of course you don't get out that early.
Heck no, not if I can help it.
Sends me out, the cruel old woman, that's what she does.
That's it. Get out there and feed. He has to take all the cats gather up on the porch and wait for him. So he goes off herding cats down to the barn.
You never knew I got good. It takes a special kind of a person to be able to herd cats.
That's exactly right.
Well, they, let's see. Of course, they didn't race last Friday down at Turfway. And, they did on a Saturday, and we had two winners last Saturday. Jim Rankin and Alan Krupper both won races, and Alan won with Gatewood. Gatewood, I think he was named after the now-deceased politician, rest his soul. But he tested clean, and I should have said that. But anyway, so he's getting the money. And so I had two winners last Saturday, and then we raced last night, and Larry Lay won with something named Break of Silence. Larry usually trains at Keeneland, but he's been over here, been all winter. Susie's been here all winter with us, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. Maybe he's going to stay. Larry's a nice guy. And then Dan Pitts won one up at Beulah Park, took something up there. I was trying to remember where that thing was from, or somewhere like folded Norway or someplace like that.
Really?
Yeah. It was some odd, you know, something I've never seen a horse race from that country over here. I need to look it up again. I should have checked that out a little bit better.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is there N-O behind his name?
I forget what it was now.
Yeah.
If I could remember.
Swee, S-W.
No, it wasn't Swee. If I could remember.
Denmark? No, I'm going on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
R.U.S. for Russia, I guess.
Anyway, sure, France.
Dan, if you know where, come down here and tell us where that horse is from. Anyway, so we're running today. We've got a bunch in today down
good.
At Turfways, of course, and then there's no racing on Sunday again. That's kind of hard on people. We've got a couple of young people from the Jockey Club coming in. The Jockey Club is setting up a thoroughbred connect program, a networking platform that it is. It's an added feature to its online registration service, and its intent is to help facilitate the placement of aftercare of retired thoroughbreds. And so the people that are running that, I think Kristen Lesney, L-E-S-H-N-E-Y, Christian Lesney, and then Andrew Chesser are both going to come in. We had Andrew on the show a few years back. Andrew was going to UK at the time, and I guess this had to be back about, 2002, 2003, something like that.
10 years ago?
Yeah, I believe it was, Jackie, because we did the show from downtown. Remember?
Oh, no, I don't. I mean, I remember doing the show from downtown, but I thought he was out here.
Yeah, well, we started doing the clocking out here in 02, and we did, you know, and so I bet you it was in the early 02 or something like that.
Huh.
That we had.
Oh, Andrew's old.
Anyway,
now.
He started a thoroughbred betting, fan club at UK.
I thought he was a bookie and booking out.
Well,
of UK.
I had suspicions, you know.
Okay. Way.
But I don't know. I don't think so.
I'd thought of that. It might have helped pay the tuition.
You know, when I was clocking out here, I thought about it several times.
Yeah.
You know, I could have cleaned up out here booking. I'd have done better selling with a beer concession.
Yeah.
But I remember one time, Susie, I don't know if you remember this or not. So somebody came by here and worked a horse a half a mile, and he went in 57 flat. And
50
a half a mile in 57.
57.
Well, let me finish the story.
Go ahead.
And anyway, the fella said, I got to have a work, you know. I said, well, look, I'll turn it in, but I don't know if they'll publish it or not. It might be a tad slow. And so I did. And several days later, I think it was either Susie, or Robin, the other outrider out here at that time. It wasn't Worm, I know. Anyway, it was one of you ladies came down and said, who was that work 5/8 of a mile in 57? Said, everybody up here is trying to find that horse. They want to bet on it. And I told him, I says, that was a half mile work, but don't tell him. I says, you tell him that the booker's clocking. No, the other way around. The clocker's booking. Yeah, I get it right. Blew that one, didn't it? Anyway.
That's fine.
Either way, it was, but I didn't. Anyway, so we got it straightened out. All righty. Well, let me take a break here. Then, Jackie, if you want to do some announcements, we're waiting for Dr. Byers.
I want to ask Dr. Byers about TMSO because some former football player came out and said, they gave us horse medicine. And I thought, what in the world is that? So I had to read the story. Well, it was DMSO. They just rubbed some DMSO on them. I mean, what's... Well, and?
I always heard it was hard for your heart on your liver.
Yeah, I thought it was a thing that moved things into the system. You put some kind of medicine. It's a carry.
I know one thing. You get it on you and it smells forever. It
smells like fish.
Yeah,
it does. But it was something that moved something in rather than any therapeutic thing for itself. So I'm going to ask him about that because I thought that was kind of odd.
Yeah, he made it sound like it was some kind of an exotic drug.
Yeah, drug. Yeah, it was silly. Yeah.
Maybe they packed his feet too while they were at it, you know. so anyway, Dr. Byers is coming in, and Jack is going to ask him about that. Michael Blowen, who's chauffeuring Dr. Byers, by the way. And let's see, we might have a chance to look at a couple of, I'm still trying to talk about Bayou from 1957. And they're running the Dearly Precious Stakes at Aqueduct today, and we might talk about Dearly Precious. Now, that's a couple of Florida beds, but I'll talk about them anyway. Show you how broad-minded I am. There's no stakes today down at the fairgrounds, and Steve doesn't talk about Steve Moody, who's with Briss and does that fairgrounds sheet, which you can buy on brissnet.com, by the way. He handicaps that sheet, does a good job. And anyway, but he doesn't like to do it unless it's a stakes race, because I know that, because we've called him a couple of times when there wasn't a stakes, and he wouldn't come on. So, Steve, we'll catch you on the next stakes Saturday. And, of course, we got Jackie's announcements, which we're going to get to in just a second here. Well, Gil Tripp, winner of February 2 of the Grade 2 $200,000 Strube Stakes, of course, that's at Santa Anita, is by Pulpit. So is the leading sire, Tappet, as are the multiple graded stakes winner, Parading, and the proven stakes sire, Stroll. Parading won graded stakes at Pimlico and Keeneland, stakes at Belmont, was on the board in 17 of 20 starts and earned over $530,000. He won at distances from 7 to 9 furlongs, and his first crop, yearlings, sell for $160,000 and $90,000 last year. Now, out of Parade, a full sister by Stormcat to champion Storm Flag Flying, Parading stands for $3,500, due when the foal stands and nurses. Grade 1 stakes winner Stroll, winner of nearly $800,000, aside 15% stakes horses, including a champion filly in Canada. He stands for $5,000, due when the foal stands and nurses. And both Parading and Stroll stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website, claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Super Saver's a Kentucky Derby winner with a Derby pedigree. He beat a crack field in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby to become the second Kentucky Derby winner by his remarkable sire, Maria's Mon. Champion 2-year-old Maria's Mon sired 61 stakes winners before his untimely death, among them 8 Grade 1 winners. Super Saver gave notice as a 2-year-old that he was something special, breaking his maiden by 7 at Belmont. Then he went to Churchill Downs and he won the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes by 5 in stakes record time. A career's end, he'd earned more than $1,889,000. By a classic sire, Super Saver is out of a mare by classic winner and classic sire AP Indy from a female family that has produced numerous Grade 1 winners. Super Saver was bred to 145 mares in his first season at stud, 128 last year. He stands for $20,000, doing a full stands of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim. And see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty, moving right along. And Jackie, I might as well get some of those in before Doc and Michael show up.
Okay, they're in the parking lot.
They're in the parking lot.
Let me tell you what. Ralph Quillen, our buddy Quillen Tack and Leather. That is the nation's largest leather working, I guess, whatever they call it, shop. Do you know that? They are being featured on Bluegrass and Backroads, which is evidently a thing on maybe on Channel 46 or something. KET. Aha. Somebody over there knows it.
Oh, good. I like to see that.
Yeah. And anyway, I got that announcement, and they were in, you know, taking pictures and all this and that kind of stuff. So that's interesting. I don't know when it's going to be on. Don't know anything about it.
Well,
but
for those of you who don't know where Quillen Tack is, it's down in Paris. Kentucky, and if you're going there from the Lexington area, you're going in the Lexington Parish Road, to just keep going. Don't turn on the bypass now. Just keep going straight, and it's the third stoplight, and look to your left, and you see it, and it's turn left, and there's parking right behind there. And it's a fun place to go, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand Bluegrass Tours stop by there now.
Yeah, I thought that was real interesting. I saw it on the internet, and wasn't a whole lot of information. I mean, they assumed, I think, you knew what bluegrass and back roads are. So we'll have to get a hold of Ralph.
It's a program that we've never watched, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I just don't know when it's on. I don't go.
They'll know over. We'll call Ralph and ask him.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Well, good for Quill and Tack.
Yeah. Kentucky Horse Show, Kentucky Horse Park. Host three of America's top horse shows. They've done their rankings, and it's the spring shows at, they call them the Kentucky Spring Horse Shows, the Alltech National Horse Show, which is in November, and the North American FEI Junior and Young Rider Championship. So we'll keep you apprised of when these things start. The spring shows will be May 8th, May 16th, and then they'll have the summer, July 24th and July 31st.
Jackie?
I'm getting up. I'm getting up.
The Fearsome Twosome are here.
I know. Don't you forget to ask Doc about the DMSO stuff.
Well, you ask him just as soon as he sits down.
Okay.
Come have a seat, Doc. You too, Michael.
Thank you, Russell.
While you're here.
Where's my racing form?
I didn't bring it today.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know, I thought about it because, then I didn't. Then I thought about it again and forgot again. do you have your eyes? I got a Sunday one down there. You want to go get it? It's laying on the Sunday's down there.
Oh, I'll go with
that. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Be a slight fee.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Jackie's got a question for you.
Yeah. Some football player came out like it was some great secret news event.
Yeah.
And said, they used to give us horse medicine. Well, I, of course, wanted to read the rest of the article. And it turns out they gave them DMSO to rub on their sore spots.
Yeah. The DMSO is kind of interesting.
Yeah, especially if you get it on you.
Yeah. It probably became available about 35 years ago. And it's liquid. And smells terrible. Has
awful.
A garlic kind of a... let's stop everything till Michael finishes with his phone.
Yeah, he had to answer his phone. No, go ahead. We didn't talk with that, Michael.
Yeah.
We might get a word in his
way. Yeah. So DMSO came out pretty much in human medicine.
Uh-huh.
And it was to rub on you. It's what we call a hydro...
you call it that.
Phobic type... preparation, and it goes through your skin, goes everywhere, and it's got some very positive traits.
Mm-hmm.
It's anti-inflammatory and blocks certain of these interleukins and
yeah,
he's got his
probably a bill collector.
Yeah,
somebody called him.
He's wasting his time.
Very good.
Yeah. So, it really never got. It was in the hospitals, and then it got taken away because one of the things it would do is the hydrophobic action of it on the skin would cause skin ulcers.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they'd get these sores. And the athletes were rubbing them on. So it's been around forever doing that, but it can have some secondary complications. So along came the horse. And it was a good application in horses. And so when you mix it, it generates heat. So it was kind of a solvent. And then they began to use it for drugs, give it Banamine, mix it with stuff, do this and that. So it stayed with horses for and still is.
Yeah.
So it's a legal preparation. As far as I know, the horse is the only animal that has a clinical application that is legal.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't put it on cows. We don't do it on, you know, other things.
Yeah. Well, why
we
would
thought
you?
It was kind of a thing where if you mix it with the DMSO and put it on, the DMSO would take that medicine through the skin.
You're right. It does. But okay. it has a transfer.
Yeah.
And but it's not predictable. So it goes into the body and gets absorbed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really have a toxicity, although you can get irritation if you get too much of it.
Yeah.
So that's how you do it.
I've never seen it do it to a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Has it?
Oh.
We used it before.
Yeah, I'd say on the backside. I'm sure there's trainers got some of it right now, and they rub it on there. Now they shouldn't want to get to on their hands.
Yeah, we
just
use rubber gloves.
Yeah, we use rubber gloves, mostly because of the stink. But I always heard it might hurt your liver.
But no,
no, okay.
Not that I know of.
Oh, I see. Oh,
that's not the liver problem.
Okay.
The problem with liver is the elbow.
Well, you know, it's around and it's cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't think people use it as much as they used to.
Well, you wouldn't think that would improve a football player's performance. Other than
it's anti-inflammatory.
Well, yeah, but so, you know, you take a Advil, you know, that's not terrible.
Yeah, but... You know, I know that Ursula gets frustrated with me, but if they can do anything to these horses, they'll do it.
Yeah. Oh,
and yeah.
That didn't frustrate me. I've seen it all.
I think
life.
It just, yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff, a smart trainer rubs the horse down and wraps him up and does this and that. And then the dumb trainer scalds their skin, does everything wrong.
Yeah.
So it's not scot-free preparation. You know, when you get it on your hands,
you can taste
generates
it in your
the
mouth.
Heat, and you can taste it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we had it at the veterinary hospitals, pretty much had to quit using it because of the nurses and not having any risk for employees to inhale it or do anything else.
Yeah. Well,
but it's got a lot of positives.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Well, it was just, you know, the way he was putting it was like we were giving him heroin or something, you know. I mean,
no, you know, you can. They'll mix it with anything, and
well, there you go.
And that's
something else again. You know, with just calling it, you know, something exotic. DMSO is not. You know.
Yeah.
They use it in chiropractic. Some chiropractors use it.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not supposed to.
No.
No, it's. I were talking about.
Oh, I must be. I must have been misinformed. I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn again. There you go.
I'm going to take a break, Doc.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Back at me?
By both of you. Both of them. Close Hatches was named a rising star by Thoroughbred Daily News after her eye-popping debut at Gulfstream on January 16th, stating that her performance was reminiscent of that by her stablemate, a champion, incidentally, Royal Delta, in her unveiling at Belmont in 1910. Close Hatches is a three-year-old filly from the first crop in 2010. Excuse me. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Got my centers mixed up. Close Hatches is a three-year-old filly from the first crop by First Defense. Dun Donnell, winner of the Group 3 Acom Stakes, second by neck in the Group 2 Champagne in Great Britain, and in his only start in the USA, fourth in a field of 14 in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, is also a member of First Defense's first crop. So First Defense is siring runners, and that should come as no surprise. He's a Grade 1 Stakes winner with a sire pedigree, and with a $7,500 live foal stud fee, and runners such as Close Hatches and Dun Donnell going for him, he just might turn out to be the bargain sire of the year. Stands at Judmont Farm, the home also of Grade 1 Stakes winner Mizzen Matt, the only sire to have two winners of Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races in 2012. Mizzen Matt stands for $15,000 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at Judmont.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at FrisNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3 year olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at FrisNet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, Game On Dude returned to action last Sunday with an easy 6.5 length victory in the Grade 2 $200,000 San Antonio Stakes. Game On Dude's by Awesome Again. In fact, he is one of 12 Grade 1 winners by his famed sire, and he's also the third 2013 Stakes winner. On January 19th, Oxbow, a three-year-old colt by Awesome Again, won the Grade 3 $200,000 Le Comp Stakes. He's on the Derby trail. And that same day, Golden Mystery by Awesome Again defeated Grade 1 Stakes winner Emma's Pass in the $150,000 Florida Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Sprint. Bred by Dina Springs, Game On Dude has won 9 graded stakes, 3 Grade 1, for earnings of over $4,374,500. Elite sire Awesome Again stands at the Dina Springs with Einstein, Ghost Zapper, Macho Uno, and Tiago. Like Awesome Again, Ghost Zapper and Macho Uno were nationally ranked in 2012. Einstein won 5 Grade 1 stakes and earned over $2,945,000 in his first foals of 2 year olds. Giacomo, winner of the Kentucky Derby and over $2,537,000, has sired 15 stakes horses, 7 stakes winners, including one already this year, and he's the sire of some 14% stakes horses from starters. In the first foals by Tiago, a multiple Grade 1 winner of over $2,358,000, are also 2 year olds. Awesome Again, $75,000. Einstein, $7,500. Ghost Zapper, $40,000. Giacomo, $5,000. Macho Uno, $20,000. And Tiago, $3,500. Fees payable when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Eric Hamelback, 859-987-1798. And see the website at adinasprings.com. Alrighty. Boy, they've got a knack of raising big-time money winners down at Adina Springs.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I mean, big-time money winners.
It's been good. And Eric Hamelback's a great guy.
He is a nice guy.
He is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is great.
We had
three testimonials for it. Eric, we're going to send you a bill for that.
There you go. Extra. We're in overtime.
Running up the pole.
Yeah. And you were going to talk about platelets or something, Doc?
Usually I'll run across something that I'll remember and I'll say, well, we'll talk about that horse's problem.
All right.
And so platelets wouldn't be something that people pay a lot of attention to, but they're in the bloodstream, and they're little plaque-like bodies that stick to your blood vessels and your circulation, And so it's another component, kind of like red cells, but this is this is clear white things, and they stick to the fibrin in there if you get it activated. So platelets, you count the numbers, and Michael knows all this stuff, but it's about.
I doubt it. I know how to spell it.
you got.
And I know that if you have high cholesterol, you got a platelet problem.
Yeah. So anyway, you get 100,000 plus platelets in the circulation. If you get too many, that's called thrombocytopenia, and you can get over 1 million platelets, and you'll clump up your blood. Or you get too few, and that's called thrombocytopenia, where the thrombocytes are just too little. Now, you'll bleed.
Yeah.
You those horses, and it's usually a post-viral, sometimes it's a post-vaccine reaction, and they eventually get over it. But in an early thing, you have those numbers get really low and stay low, and they can bleed. So they get a nosebleed. They get what's called petechia, or blood splotching of their mucous membranes, and it can be a dangerous scenario, although most of them, as I said, come out of it. And so I looked at a filly, and she's just thrombocytopenic. And so you get down below 10,000, and those animals can develop hemorrhage. But they compensate over time. Something happens to their ability to adapt. So they might have 2,000 platelets and have no bleeding, or they'll have 2,000 platelets and they'll have a nosebleed, and they'll have this and that. So it's a compensatory reaction. You treat them with steroids would be the main thing. Knock the inflammation out and let them generate the platelets, which takes them, if everything is normal, about a week, 2 weeks, and they start to make their new platelets from the bone marrow. And you can see all those platelets on the smear, on the blood smear. So we see that, and then we run into problems like drugs that get tagged on to the platelet, and so that's a complication. They have to get that those drugs out of there, yeah. And so it's something that you see. So what the bottom line is there's a number of drugs and treatments you can use, mostly anti-cancer treatments in humans, that you can taper the dose and do it. So something like Oncovin or, you know, one of those. And they'll usually come out of it. If they continue to have it, then you've got a complicated factor, and that horse can be in jeopardy. So they'll go according. So you see it, and you kind of, and they're usually pretty bright and alert. And if they've had a serious issue and they've got a bruise or a hematoma, then those things all fit into play. But anyway, it's out there, and you just need, like anything, recognize it, and then
what are the signs for a layman to look for?
For what?
For, you know, just average stoop like me, you know.
Well, the common sense part of it with
blood tests.
Well, you can run the blood test. There's no question about that. Yeah. But you wouldn't know to run a blood test unless you could find some blood splotches on them. Mm-hmm. And once you see that, then you say, well, something's going on here. And, yeah. and then you need to get a pretty good veterinarian to assess them, get them on a treatment regime. And like I say, probably 80% of them will respond to treatment or come out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But the ones that are complicated, you better pay attention.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Very good. What's going on with you, Michael?
Well, lots of things, Ursula. We got some people from Project Runway here this morning.
Project Runway.
It's a fashion show.
Models, maybe?
Well, no, we didn't get any models, but this is the cool thing. In early April in Louisville, they have a Project Runway show. And what they're going to do as part of this fashion show is project images of horses in slow motion on huge screens. So they came out today to get photographs and movies and everything of our horses.
Oh,
so that was nice.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is going on? Well, on Thursday, we have a nice event at the Kentucky Theater for Valentine's Day. They're going to show Billy Wilder's wonderful movie Sabrina with Audrey Hepburn, William Holden, and Humphrey Bogart. It's a nice romantic movie for Valentine's Day. And the tickets are only $10. And half the proceeds, and it's going to be a joint fundraiser with Old Friends and the Kentucky Theater for the restoration.
Very good.
And they're going to auction off a lot of old movie memorabilia I had in my basement that's now on display in the theater.
Yeah, who's hosting this now?
The Friends of the Kentucky Theater.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, well, this is a great event. February 23rd, we have the Old Friends along the Bourbon Trail again. I think this is the fifth year.
In Louisville?
Mm-hmm. At the Seelbach Hotel. Great food, great auction items, and some absolutely spectacular bourbons.
Now, these are statewide bourbons, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not national, just statewide.
Well, it's national and statewide. These are all.
And they bring in samples and so forth, and you're supposed to.
And you can taste them all. You get a glass of tick. I mean, it's really great. You know, Woodford Reserve, Four Roses. I mean, it's like.
I'd be on my butt in about 3 weeks.
Well, this is part of the deal, is if you just want to drive in the escalator or the elevator, you can. There's a big discount on rooms at the Seelbach that night.
Oh, okay. That's where they're hosting it there.
Exactly right. So you just have to go upstairs.
But don't they object to all that free whiskey going by there?
You know, it's amazing. I mean, the tickets for the dinner and the whole event are only $100, and I know people that drink that have consumed that in the bourbon.
You're going to come out in front.
Yes.
I'm afraid I couldn't make it. I'd have to eat a lot.
But it's a great event. It's a whole lot of fun. I mean, we get every year it grows and grows and grows, and the food at the Seelbach is fabulous, and people get to see each other. It's a big social event. It's a really, really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it works out great because it's no cost to Old Friends. The Seelbach takes the money from the dinner and the tickets. And then we have a silent auction of all kinds of stuff, including bourbon. And we get to keep all that money. So it works out great for everybody. We have some fabulous paintings this year that my friend Fred Kuroviak did that are really, really amazing. He's a tremendous artist. And we have a lot of really great horse racing items and other things that we're going to be auctioning off. Silent auction and live auction. Curtis and Tom from Tom Sayre from Midway is going to be our auctioneer. You know, it's a really great time.
I've known Tom for years and years.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He and his wife, Mary, are fabulous.
I knew Curtis, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to run the distributorship for the Daily Racing Farm.
Really?
Out there on Versailles Road. You know, dad did. And it was a partner. I forget now, it's been so long, what the name of the place was. Central Kentucky News or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah,
but they distributed magazines and and everything, and they handled Daily Racing.
Oh, this is really cool. You know, we have the Old Friends magazine that the Daily Racing Forum put out, and they were so pleased with the response that they've given the green light to go ahead and produce another one. Oh. So we're going to be having another Old Friends magazine with updates on our horses, et cetera, and that's going to be coming out around the Belmont Stakes Day.
That was terrific.
Yeah, they did a great job, and they're just unbelievable.
The articles in there were great. Mm-hmm.
The people that worked on that are just unbelievable, and I think the articles are going to be even better this time. A lot of the writers for the racing forum going to contribute and things. And of course, you know, we lost Marquetry. It's my favorite horse. And that was too bad. But the outpouring has been unbelievable. I think we got almost 300 emails about it.
Is that right?
And Laura Hillenbrand, the author of the Seabiscuit book and author of the bestseller now about the Olympic athlete who spent time in a Japanese prison camp that's been on the bestseller list on the New York Times for a couple of years.
Well, she can write. I read them both.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Well, she's been a big supporter of ours for a long time, and she said that she sent $5,000 in a matching grant, so anybody, she'll match that up to $5,000. She'll match any contributions we get in Marquetry's memory. And I'd like to thank Judmont Farm and Garrett O'Rourke, who, of course, had raced Marquetry.
Yeah.
They made a contribution this week, too, so that was really nice.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're good people over there.
Yeah, very nice.
Very fond of Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett was telling me great story. You know, it's funny. I ran into DeVant Latham, and he was at Vinery when Marquetry first came over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he's telling me stories about Marquetry. And then Garrett telling stories about Bobby and Marquetry, and then just Bobby. He told me one funny story about Bobby. I probably shouldn't. I should get his permission before I tell this story, but it's a good story. So if I get his permission, I'll tell it next week.
All right. He'll give it to you.
Yeah, I think he will.
Best thing he ever did was marry Rhonda, though.
I don't think you'll get much disagreement with that.
Yeah, she's really nice and drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everything else is going well. All the other horses are doing really, really well, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. And I think that this year is going to be the this coming year, this year 2013 is going to be the best year we've had.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's great.
The way things have started out, anyway.
Well, you got a lot of events pretty much scheduled in now, mm-hmm. you know.
You know, and the NTRA aftercare program is going to kick in sometime later this year. And, you know, they've really collected a lot of money. And that's a really,
which
really good
thing. Reminds me, I've got a couple of guys from the Jockey Club coming in.
Okay, good.
Kristen Leshner and Andrew Chesser.
Great.
And that's from that program that they've set up over there. What's the name of it? Thoroughbred Connect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they network and try to find homes and, you know, for horses, you know.
It's a great thing. It really is. And the Jockey Club's kicked into this aftercare program, too.
Well, that's what they're with the Jockey Club.
Yeah. It's great. It's interesting because it's one of the first times where a lot of the organizations, the Jockey Club, a lot of the farms, some of the racetracks are all contributing into this fund. And I think it's really going to be a start of something really, really big. And, you know, you got to get Mike Ziegler. We got to get Mike Ziegler over here to talk about it a little bit, because I think
They're going to talk about it today.
Good.
It's an added feature to its online registration services, and its intent is to help facilitate the placement of aftercare of retired thoroughbreds.
Right. That's great. That's really, really great. Well,
of course, the registrar over there is Rick Bailey. You know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you met Rick?
No, but they've been very helpful to us.
Oh, Rick's a great guy.
They let us register Escape from New York, even though he's never going to race. But he was one of the Ernie Paragallo horses.
Yeah. That was
and they didn't charge us. And you know, we have access to a lot of their computer materials that Sylvia uses. So we're really, really grateful to them for all their help.
Yeah. Rick was that's Logan Bailey's son.
Yeah.
And, of course, Logan was with the Daily Racing Form, hidden racing.
Long time.
Yeah, many, many years, in fact. I hired him.
You did?
Yeah, when I
back in 1890. No, whatever it was.
Now, Logan's not that old. I can't do that to Logan. But his dad was Clay Wade Bailey, who was a much-loved political reporter in Frank.
Wow.
And they named a bridge after him, of course, from Cincinnati to Covington. It's Clay Wade Bailey Bridge, you know.
Oh, good. Well, that reminds me of something else.
Uh-oh.
If you go over that bridge and you see what's happening over at River Downs, they've knocked down the grandstand. And
have they?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're going to rebuild it. The River Downs meet will be at Beulah Park for a year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But they're going to build a big hotel, and it's going to be – I think it'll be nice. But here's the cool part. All those really nice seats that they had in the grandstand,
yeah,
they're selling them for $25 a piece. and all the money's going to old friends. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm watching. Here comes Andrew Knapp.
All right. Well, all the money's going to go to old friends for the chairs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's something anyway.
But it's going to be great.
I really hate that they knock at that. I mean, I love that little track.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
Great track.
Well, I think with the increase in purses and all the other kind of stuff, that in the long run, it's probably going to be much better.
I don't see how it could be better. You know, the crowds were... They always had nice crowds down there, you know. You walk in, no admission, you know, and
free parking,
and you know.
We remember the free stuff.
If you could get somebody to bet for you, you know, you had it made. But you know,
it's a great track,
yeah,
and it's got an ambiance of almost like a scaled down Saratoga. A chemistry to it.
It's a boy, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the setting was gorgeous, and the turf track was the best around. And there wasn't anything wrong with the main track as far as that goes. Yeah. I hope they don't bother.
No, tracks. I don't think they're gonna mess with.
Well, I don't think they could improve on them.
Yeah.
The truth. Yeah. This purse is the only thing you're gonna improve. Okay, I gotta let you go. I'm running behind.
All right. Well, okay. It's good to see you. If you're not doing anything for Valentine's Day, come to the movie.
Oh, I already know how it ends. I don't want to go.
You don't know how it ends. You don't know how it ends.
I absolutely know how it ends.
Oh, yeah, how?
You want me to tell you?
No, you'll ruin it for everybody who's trying to come. You know, he only remembers things that can ruin things for other people.
Just keep your eye on Bogart.
You know, I have to say this. Billy Wilder did not want Bogart in that part.
Oh, he didn't?
No. And United Artists.
I thought he did a hell of a job.
He did a great job, but yeah. Billy didn't like him.
He didn't like him.
Billy was very good friends with Cary Grant, and he always wanted Cary Grant to be in the movies, in one of his movies. And every time he was ready to get Cary Grant, something would happen. So Cary ended up, and if you watch Some Like It Hot, that's one of the reasons Tony Curtis in that movie at the end does that impersonation of Cary Grant, is because, anyway. But the studio wanted Mitzi Gaynor to play the Audrey Hepburn part.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
Oh, and Danny Kaye to play the William Holden part.
No.
Oh, I know. This is the kind of thing you find out on Horse Tales. anyway, come on Thursday night. It's going to be fun.
All righty.
And they sell beer at the concession stand.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I drink enough beer, I'd...
Kentucky Ale.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Ursula, thanks a lot.
All right. Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, Jackie, sit down over here. We need some help. Last Saturday at Aqueduct, the grade $350,000 toboggan stakes was won by Head Hart Hoof by Interdob. Head Hart Hoof led all the way to take the toboggan, his second stakes win in a row. On January 13, he won the $75,000 True Blue Stakes at Aqueduct, following a third in the $75,000 Valley Forge at Parks. Tough, durable game. Head Hart Hoof has won 18 times, and he's earned over $470,000. Interdob has sired the winners of other graded stakes at Churchill Downs, at Oaklawn, Turfway. Stakes winners at Aqueduct and Belmont Park and Oaklawn and Monmouth and over in Europe. In fact, through 2012, some 15% of his starters have won a place in stakes. A multiple graded stakes winner of over $531,000 by the Top Speed Sire Phone Trick. Interdab can sire you a runner in his stands for $2,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Home also of Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mooston Far. Inquiries to stand manager Kent Barnes, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Oh, Lord, we got, I'm competing with a baby over here to get Jackie on air. We've got Gage Howard. How old is Gage now?
Gage is about 7 weeks.
Seven.
I mean, he's a bruiser.
7 weeks.
Look at the size of this kid.
I know. He's big.
He's
good Lord.
Big.
Mercy. I hope he looks like Mommy.
He looks like Dutcher.
I know he does. He looks just like Dutcher. He's a ringer. He really is. Hey, sit down, Andrew. We'll be with you in a minute. I was going to get you to fill in until Andrew's running mate gets here. Andrew's got...
Pardon? Yeah, Chris will be here in just a bit.
Okay, we'll wait on her. Yeah, we got to do Quill and Tack now, Jackie. And what's this plug out again at that announcement, you know, that we had earlier?
Quillin? Let's see. Bluegrass and Backroads, which is the show on KET, came by and did a show, I guess, on Quillin Leather. They do local businesses. Somewhere in that, it's the largest store of its kind in the United States, not just Kentucky.
Well, we knew that they mail out over 17,000 halters a year. You know, God only knows how much they sell or how many they sell around here.
Yeah. So I'm going to find out this week when they're going to show that Bluegrass and Backroads. I guess she said it's KET.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep an eye. We're going to find out. I'm sure Ralph will know. If not, the help down there will know.
Yeah. Maybe they'll come back when he opens his saloon.
Well, that might be. But, you know, it's a great tack shop, and just quality stuff, and everything in there is quality, and including the nicest people you ever had, you know, did business with. So that's, let me tell you where it is. It's down in Paris, Kentucky.
Wait a minute.
Oh, boop, 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 boop.
Local farms can now save 10% on each and every purchase at Quillen Leather and Tack, from tack supplies to our world-class halters every day. Thanks for 30 years of support. Also, if you buy stuff by the case, and they don't have it, they'll order you a case, you get 15% off. That's why I stuck that in my announcements.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I need to take those halters over to get repaired.
Quick.
Yeah.
Or he changes his mind.
All right. Well, Quillen Tack is in Paris. If you're coming in from Lexington into Paris, just keep going straight. Don't turn on the bypass. Go to the third stoplight, and it's right there on your left, parking in the back. Well, Midas Touch, high weight on the Irish Free Handicap at 3, and a son of the world's leading sire, Galileo, is to stand his first season at stud at Warhorse Place for $10,000 live full. In Ireland, Midas Touch won the Group 2 Derby trial, then ran second by nose in the Group 1 Irish Derby to Cape Blanco, future Eclipse Award winner and yet another son of Galileo. In England, Midas Touch was second in the Classic Group 1 St. Ledger and the Group 2 Great Voltigeur Stakes, and then moved to Australia. By golly, placed in Group 1 Stakes there. Retired with earnings of $799,184. Galileo has sired 124 stakes winners, including, of course, the horse of the world, Frankel. And Midas Touch descends from a great female family. His dam, Approach, won stakes in England and in 3 starts in this country, won at Gulfstream, and ran second in grade 2 stakes right out here at Keeneland. Approach is a half-sister to the French classic winner, Aussie Rules, out of a group stakes winner and group 1 place last second. Family's loaded with group 1 winners and classic performance. Midas Touch joins the young sire prospect Santiva, a grade 2 stakes winner by Giant's Causeway, and the multiple graded stakes winner Mythical Power at Warhorse Place. Inquiries to Jerry Assinger. Let me give you his number, 859-509-0053, or Daner Assinger, 859-509-3157. And go to the website at warhorseplace.com. Okay. All right. Jackie, you want to go on with that?
Okay. Yeah. I'll put down my coffee.
All right. Put your coffee down.
Okay.
Did you buy a coffee, sure enough?
There's an open house Monday, the 9th through the 11th at Spencer Farm. Are we all aware of that?
Open house, Monday the 11th?
Monday the 9th.
Today's the 9th.
Today through the 11th at Spendthrift Farm. Come see Bonus Bucks. All right, at the Horse Park, the 2012-2013 Kentucky Winter Dressage Series at the Covered Arena. The next one is February 23rd. You've got till the 13th to enter. And the next one is March 23rd, open through February 23rd. This is great. There's $30 now. They used to be $5. Anyway, also, you have to have a trailer fee of $20 you have to pay for the horse park. So, anyway, get a hold of Shelly Ryan or Julie Congleton if you're interested in that. Is today February 3rd? No, tomorrow is February 3rd. Champagne Run is going to have dressage in the afternoon tomorrow. March 3rd, they're going to do Sunday jumper stumpers. If you're interested in going out there and joining in, give them a call 263-4518.
Let me interrupt you. I got to catch up on my commercials.
Oh, okay.
Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the fourth race is a $60,000 maiden special, was won by Malachite, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by Notional. Bred by Spencer at Farm, sold as a 2-year-old in training for $42,000. Malachite has already won out with earnings of $66,410. He's one of 8 winners from the first crop by Notional, a list that includes stakes winner Risky Call, who has posted 3 wins and 2 seconds from 5 starts, including a score in the Canadian Juvenile Stakes. Notional won graded stakes at Santa Anita, the Fairgrounds, and Monmouth Park, ran second in the Grade 1 Florida Derby to Scat Daddy, and earned over $733,000. He's by the same sire as Indian Charlie, and he stands for $7,500, doing a full stands and nurses. On February 1 in Florida, the Grade 3 $250,000 Sam F. Davis Stakes was won by Falling Sky. On the Derby Trail, Falling Sky is by Lionheart, who ranked 10th on the North American sire list last year, and he's sire of 10 Triple Crown nominees. Lionheart is also the sire of Line of David, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby. He beats Super Saver in Dublin. From the female family of the great Mr. Prospector, Line of David's first foals of yearlings, he stands for $7,500, payable when the foal stands in nurses. Notional and Line of David stand at Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, and Mark Toothacker. Be sure to ask about breeding incentives, such as the Breed Secure Program, or multiple mare discounts, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. I want to talk about Lubricin and Reborn. And Reborn is 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. And it's safe, it's easy to use, it's a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Incidentally, a wise Dan used it. And, of course, he's the Breeders' Cup winner, Horse of the Year, and all that jazz. Anyway, but, you know, we're always running low on colostrum over at Haggard's, and we're running low right now. So here you go. It's a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, but especially beneficial, I would think, with foals, because it strengthens the foal's immune system immensely while he's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And actually, it supports immune functions in horses of all ages. So it's just a great boon for health for the horse. Lubricin, of course, it's used widely by all such trainers as Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jimmy Cargan uses it out here, one of the leading trainers out here, Jerry Hollendoffer, Michael Maker, just to mention a few of them. And it's used for humans also, incidentally.
Yes,
and
I use it.
My wife uses it, and she gets a little frisky every now and then. But I think she chases it.
I do? I forget.
I think she chases it with something. Maybe a little old Rosebud or something.
I don't remember.
Old Rosebud was a horse. That's not a whiskey, is it? Okay. Anyway, Lubricin and Reborn are both great products, and just go to the website, and you're going to have to Google it right now, but I know that they sell it over at KBC here in Lexington and at Horse Sense down in Versailles, and they were going to stock it at Quillen, and hopefully they've got it down there by now. So anyway, one more spot, and I'm going to catch up, Jackie. Broken Vow was a sire of 5 2-year-olds that were weighted on an experimental handicap. And he has already sired a 2013 stakes winner. So it looked like it's going to be another outstanding year. And why not? Every year has been outstanding for Broken Vow. In 2012, he was a sire of 19 stakes winners to rank third in the nation in that category. And the two ranked above him stand for stud fees considerably higher than Broken Vow's $25,000 life hold. He also sired 9 others that placed in stakes. That's 28 stakes horses in a single year. Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak with the young multiple graded stakes winner millionaire Cowboy Cal and the grandsire Sky Classic. Now, Cowboy Cal won a place in 13 stakes, 11 graded, 4 grade 1. He was precocious at 2 in his first full race this year at 2, and he's by the emerging sires, John's Causeway. Stud fee, $7,500, live foal. Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic has sired 59 stakes winners. Got my dyslexia kicked in there. 59 stakes winners and well over 100 stakes horses. So if you want to black type your mare, just breed her to Sky Classic for $7,500 pole. Inquiries to Clifford Barry or Nancy Stevenson, check the website at pinoakstud.com. I've got Kristen Lesney. Is that the way? Lesney?
Lesney, yep.
Lesney. Got it. That's pretty close, huh?
It yeah. was, yeah.
I, yeah. And, of course, Andrew Chesser. And Andrew was on the show. We were arguing about that earlier on. It was about 2002.
It might have been about 2003, 2004, when I was still a student at the University of Kentucky. So it's been about 8 years now or so.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
getting old, Andrew.
Thank you, Kristen, for reminding me, though you've got a few years on me,
I
so.
I can say that.
Yeah. You better be careful. You never accuse a young lady of having being a little older than you are. You know?
No. See, I haven't learned that yet. I got some years to get wiser.
Yeah, you're not married. In other words, you haven't learned it yet.
No. And maybe that's probably
are
why.
You, are you married?
I am. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's taken anyway. So yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, they are. You formed that club over there. What did you call it? The UK?
Right. We started the University of Kentucky Horse Racing Club back then, a student-based organization for young people that are interested, passionate about horse racing, breeding, betting, and it's still going strong. Proud to say, we've had a number of folks come out of that club, go on to the Darley Flying Star program. They've gone on to a number of jobs here in the horse racing industry. So, still going strong. Probably getting better without me.
I think he was booking Christian. That's what I think he was doing over there. I think he set that up to make books.
You got me, Ursula.
Oh well, that's good, Christian. Where are you from now?
I am originally from Louisville, but I've lived in Lexington since 1998 when I came to University of Kentucky. So okay. I'm a transplant, but call yeah. Lexington home.
Yeah. And both of you work for the Jockey Club.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right. And you in registration?
I am actually an attorney for the Jockey Club, but I do help with some registry-related items, and I am in the same vicinity as these registry guys. So.
Oh, okay. And your boss is Rick Bailey.
Yes, Rick Bailey and Matt Uliano within the registry are the folks that I answer to every day, and couldn't have a better management staff there within the registry.
I've known Rick for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Well, he's not that old. But his dad, Logan. Did you ever meet Logan?
You know, I've never actually had the opportunity to meet Logan, but a lot great of good guy. Folks speak highly of him. Absolutely.
Yeah, great guy. He was in charge of the racing form for years and years, you know, at the Lexington Bureau, Kentucky Bureau.
Yes.
And did a great job. He was really a nice guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about this program you guys set now. Who wants to do it?
Well, we've got a couple of different programs right now at the Jockey Club as we've kind of delved into the aftercare world, thinking of racehorses and thoroughbreds after their racing career. So I'll speak a little bit about Thoroughbred Connect, and I'll let Kristen speak to the Thoroughbred Incentive Program, maybe touch upon the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance a little bit as well. So beginning in 2011, we launched Thoroughbred Connect, which is a free service on our website that allows interested owners, breeders, trainers, or just fans of thoroughbreds attach their name to a thoroughbred, and if downstream that horse is ever to necessitate aftercare or assistance, the goal would be if that person had that horse that needed assistance, it could go online and electronically start correspondence that says, okay, this horse, you know, needs aftercare, needs
they
assistance.
Follow the horse.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. That's a good idea. It's a cool idea. Go ahead.
Yeah. So since that time, we've enhanced it one time there as well to, you know, have a public list on the website, which is thoroughbredconnect.com. And you can see all the horses there that do necessitate aftercare and assistance, and behind an email wall, you'll start that correspondence, get in touch with that person. You'll get their contact information sent. So perhaps the horse could be adopted out, or in the case that, you know, maybe financial assistance was needed, you know, those people could get in touch and perhaps do that. But again, it's completely kind of voluntary, you know, what happens after the fact, whether someone wants to adopt the horse, buy the horse, et cetera. But the goal is to get that communication started, because a lot of people lose track of horses after their racing career. And if there's just some type of electronic means to keep track, well, all the better. So, you know, perhaps a horse can go on to a successful, you know, eventing career, dressage, or maybe just be a pasture pet in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. I'm going to get to Leslie, Kristen here in just a minute. I got to catch up on my commercials, and I'm going to find out why they need a lawyer. Right? Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the $100,000 Busher Stakes was won by Princess of Silmar, a 3-year-old filly in the first crop by Majestic Warrior. And at Turfway, the Cincinnati Trophy Stakes was won by Alinar, a 3-year-old filly by Scat Daddy. Princess of Silmar, trained by Todd Pletcher, has won 4 in a row, broke a maiden by 19 lengths at Parks on November 8th, won at Aqueduct by 5 1/4 on December 13th, won the Busanda Stakes at Aqueduct on January 5th. She won by 7 1/2 lengths, and she won the Busher by 7. She's one of 5 stakes horses from the first crop by Majestic Warrior, the nation's number one ranked sire of 2-year-old winners in 2012 with 30. A grade 1 stakes winner by APND stands for $12,500, doing a full stands and nurses. Alinar was bred by John Penn, sold as a 2-year-old at Keeneland for $185,000, and she's one of 17 stakes horses, 10 stakes winners from the first two crops by Scat Daddy. The nation's leading freshman sire in 2011 and the number 2 ranked second crop sire in 2012, Scat Daddy is a multiple grade 1 stakes winner of over $1,334,000. His stands for $30,000, doing a full stands and nurses at Coomore's Ashwood Stud. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coomore.com.
WLXG Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
Toyota Nicholasville! What price sell cars?
Well, Hainesfield is Spitestown's best son. Now, that's saying a lot because Spitestown in 2012 was the sire of 20 stakes winners to climb to number 3 on the sire list. Actually, number 2 among those now at stud in the USA. Hainesfield earned more than $1,319,000. He won stakes at 2, 3, and 4, and 5 every year he raced. He won the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, handing Blame His Lone Defeat in his Eclipse Award year. He won the historic Grade 2 Suburban in 10 of his 19 starts, the distances from 6 1/2 furlongs to 1 1/4. Out of stakes winner and graded stakes place, Nothing Special. Hainesfield's first foals are due this year, and he stands for $10,000 live foal. And welcome back, Believe You Can. Making her first start in 7 months, Believe You Can won the Tiffany Last Stakes at the fairgrounds by 10 1/4 lengths. One of 2 winners of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks by a proud citizen. Believe You Can has won 7 of her 11 starts and over $1,149,000. She was one of 12 2012 stakes winners by proud citizen. 15,000 live foal. Both Hainesfield and proud citizen course stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brer and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdreestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, I'm loaded down with lawyers in here today. Kristen, my wife's a lawyer, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Where'd you go to law school?
University of Kentucky.
Oh, so did she. Well, my condolences to both of you. Jackie is a recovering lawyer.
I only do in-house stuff, so I'm kind of going that direction, too.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, you are working for the Jockey Club, though.
I do, and the program we're talking about today has nothing to do with law, but I'm proud to be a part of our Thoroughbred Incentive Program, which was designed to encourage folks to go out and get a thoroughbred to show in a second career after they're done racing or breeding, and also to reward those folks who have decided to do that. We do that through awards and classes at open horse shows all across the country, including some here locally in Kentucky. And
you say awards now?
Awards, yep. We give out some pretty cool ribbons, also prizes. We've got saddle pads, bags, some stall plaques, and coolers, horse coolers. Mm-hmm. And this year we're actually doing halters from Quillen's, in fact. So I saw your ad sitting there.
Well, you picked the best.
I did. We got one last year for our Thoroughbred of the Year, which is another part of our program, and everyone was very impressed.
Have you had a Thoroughbred of the Year yet?
We did.
Who was it?
The program was launched in 2012 as a pilot project, and one of the awards was a Thoroughbred of the Year, and that went to it goes to a non-competition horse, so we were looking for horses, thoroughbreds, that are doing therapy work or police work or something that's not involving a horse showing. And so the award went to a horse named Aspen, who lives in Washington State, that's doing therapy work with wounded veterans. And it's a great program. I tell you, we had about 35 horses apply, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the room as we all read through the applications. Because it was
right?
About 90% of horses were doing therapy work with kids or adults, you know, either mentally handicapped, physically handicapped, and the veterans. And it was a tough choice, that's for sure. If we could have given 30 awards, I think we probably would have. But
yeah.
Aspen kind of came out on top, and it was really rewarding to see. He got presented with the award in the winner's circle at Emerald Downs, and Emerald Downs was very supportive of the program.
What was he doing to get this award?
He was doing the therapy work. What we did with that award is have an essay contest. And so the folks associated with his a therapy organization in Washington State wrote the essay, filled out the application, sent us some photos of him doing his job, which was, you know, working with veterans, both writing and also just kind of in hand. They you know, a lot
working
of,
with vets rather than children.
Yeah. And they have a great program out there, and you know, to see the results that they've seen with some of the folks who can't walk but are now seasoned riders, and that these thoroughbreds, and they have another thoroughbred too. Thoroughbreds are a part of that. It was really rewarding for us. Yeah.
Where was he based? Canterbury, you said?
Emerald Downs, Washington State.
Yeah. Did this horse ever run?
He did. He actually was sort of one of the reasons we chose him is he raced, then he was an eventing horse, and now he is doing this therapy work. So he sort of embodies exactly what we think thoroughbreds are, and that's versatile. Yeah. You know, he's done everything.
So these horses have to get nominated for this.
For the Thoroughbred of the Year Award, yes. For the Thoroughbred Incentive Program classes and awards at the horse shows, they just have to be able to prove that they are a registered thoroughbred. And we actually have what's called a tip number, which they can go on to our website, which is TJCTIP.com. And get a tip number, and they just show that at the horse shows that have our awards, and they can be eligible to win them.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. We've got some here locally, a couple out of the horse park and one out at Masterson Station coming up this spring, in addition to Rolex Kentucky three-day event. We're also giving an award.
I understand. I read just recently somewhere that the three-day people had gone so heavily for Hanoverians and draft crosses and stuff, and now they're swinging back to the thoroughbreds because they're so much more athletic. So that's good news.
It is.
Because for a while there, you couldn't find a thoroughbred.
Right. We obviously think that the thoroughbreds are ideally suited for three-day eventing and all of the other disciplines because they're so athletic. But I think what we've seen in the last year or year and a half is sort of a movement back towards thoroughbreds. And it's not just with our program. There's been a lot of horse shows that have come up that are thoroughbred only horse shows, or and other organizations that are sponsoring some pretty big awards at horse shows for thoroughbred classes. There's actually an article that came out, I think, on Friday, and it said the first line was, "With the popularity of the Jockey Club's Thoroughbred Incentive Program, we decided to go out and buy a thoroughbred," which is exactly what we want.
Wow,
you know, if
yeah.
we could repeat that thousands of times across the country, we would be accomplishing exactly what we wanted with this program. So,
is this catching on?
I think so. We had about 430 applications for awards at horse shows for 2013, that closed in December. So we've actually already awarded all the awards for this year, and we have awards at 375 horse shows across the country.
Well, I'm just getting ready to ask you where they happen.
All over the U.S. and Canada. Here in Kentucky, with the Paul Fraser Memorial and the Kentucky Dressage Association out at the horse park.
They used to have some award programs for old thoroughbreds down at Turfway.
I've heard that. I haven't been able to find any information about it, but someone told me they used to do horse shows in the infield at Turfway, which I think would be really cool.
Well, what they used to have is, Jackie, you remember something like that, but a horse, in order to qualify to be in one, they had to start at least 50 times.
Okay.
Now, that was one of the classes. Well,
that was one of the classes.
But they were all rerun thoroughbreds.
Thoroughbreds, right? And, you know, that was down at Turfway. Because Jackie had an eye on one that did, I think he just ran 48 times that she was fox hunting. And,
and I wanted to, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Do you ride, Kristen?
I do just occasionally. My sister's got a couple horses that she shares with me sometimes. I'd eventually like to get a horse of my own, but not right now.
Well, my goodness, you can.
I know where to go when I need one, that's for sure.
Do you ride
Andrew?
No, Ursula, no, I don't write.
You just bull.
I have, yeah. I do like to bet a time or two. My father rides actually a couple of retired thoroughbreds at a little farm that we've got in Versailles. So,
are you from Versailles?
No, not originally. I grew up in New York State, just outside New York City. But
An import.
Yes, yeah.
Import.
Now I'm an import going on 11 years now. My family just about 8 years, but my father kind of got away from the rat race in New York City and kind of settled down on a little piece of land here in Versailles, and he's got a couple horses he rides when he can.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out how you got down here, you know. Did you come to UK or just...
Yes, I came.
Or were you down here and then went to UK, or did you come down here from New York?
I came down from New York for UK.
Oh, okay.
To be part of the Big Blue Nation and to kind of learn about horse
racing. Part of the Big Blue Nation. What the hell do we know in New York about the Big Blue Nation?
Hey, I know they do basketball pretty well around here, and it's starting to get football too, so it's exciting times, right?
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, it's a game today, as a matter of fact. Yeah, big UK fan myself.
Yes, yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Was your family involved in horses in any way?
My mom and dad were not, but my sister is actually a vet here in town. So, she works at Haggard.
Oh, okay.
So the two daughters definitely entrenched in horses. My mom and dad not so much. So they're not real sure where the horse gene came from, but we both have it.
That's pretty typical. You know, a lot of young ladies that come down here from all over the world, as a matter of fact.
It's
come
true.
Why'd you come here? I wanted to see them be around horses, you know.
It's the horse capital of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is a very interesting program.
It is. And we're really proud of how far it's come in just a year. And there's lots of interest out there from other folks to kind of continue the movement. That's what we've sort of started coining it as. It's a movement because it's not just us. And we recognize that the Jockey Club isn't going to make a huge dent in this.
Right.
Getting these horses into a second career, but with us and all these other programs together, it really has started to make a difference.
What, Jackie?
Tell her what we've got at home.
Oh.
A week moment.
Several week moments. Yeah, we've got some old thoroughbreds at home.
Oh, tell her about the old guy.
We've got I think he just turned 29.
Wow.
He's a secretary at Stud. Believe it or not, that had been came up from Tennessee through the Acceler program.
Okay,
wow.
And they were looking for a home farm, and he'd been confined in a stall.
What's his name? I think I've heard about
him. Verify.
Yeah, I've heard about him.
Yeah,
he'd been confined in a stall
for
something like 7 years.
Wow.
And I couldn't even think about that.
No.
Phew. So we took him.
Yeah. Well, even for horses,
stall.
Yeah, he hates that stall.
He wants to be out in a field.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even for those horses that can't be ridden, some of our classes are in hand. So, you can always show your horses that all they can do is stand there and look pretty.
He's a very kind horse, but he's got some peculiarities.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But and he's a very young 29. I'm afraid he's going to outlive me.
Be surprised if those thoroughbreds can keep going on.
Yeah. And he won, believe it or not, at a track you've probably never heard of.
Where's that, Ursula?
Birmingham.
Alabama.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows where Birmingham, Alabama is, but did you know they had a racetrack down there?
It's been a number of years since they ran,
I think it was in 1990. And they raced for one meet.
Wow.
And a friend of mine, the trainer Herb Jones, went down there. And he reported on it. And he says, those people out there, they didn't know what a $2 bet was.
Not too many folks would say they got a son of Secretariat that's raced in Alabama, right?
Yeah, right. Well, he did win.
He won.
That was his win. You know, his own win. But and they thought, Stella thought he was the oldest son of Secretariat Stud. But he's not. They've got one, you know, the nice horse to get out at
right, Tenner's Way.
Yeah, Tenner's Way.
He's
a year older.
Right.
Or maybe 2 years older.
I don't know.
And did Tenner just pass away? Is that
no? No, that was Marquetry.
Marquetry. Marquetry. There's another Judmont horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Know your stuff.
Sometimes.
He's like a walking encyclopedia.
I'm going to have to be careful what I say. I tell you what, I'm going to talk about old time stuff then. I can talk about, you know, back in the 40s and everything, and people don't know whether I'm right or wrong. But see, I get away with a lot here.
Exactly. You got me beat there.
Whoop. I got to make a commercial break again. I get to talking.
Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, well, Guilt Trip. Let me try that one again. Guilt Trip. Winner for February 2, the grade 2 $200,000 Stroob at Santa Anita is by Pulpit. So is Leading Sire Tappet. As are the multiple graded stakes winner, Parading, and a proven stakes sire, Stroll. Parading won graded stakes at Pimlico and Keeneland, stakes at Belmont, was on the board in 17 or 20 starts and earned over $530,000. He won at distances from 7 to 9 furlongs, and he had first crop yearling sell for $160,000, $90,000 last year. Out of On Parade, a full sister by Stormcat, the champion Storm Flag Flying, Parading stands for $3,500, doing a full stanza nurses. Grade 1 stakes winner Stroll, winner of nearly $800,000, aside 15% stakes horses, including a champion filly in Canada. He stands for $5,000, doing a full stanza nurses, and both stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, tis deja vu when more North American graded stakes than any son of tis now. He was a superior miler. He won three graded stakes at Churchill Downs, where it was virtually unbeatable. He won graded stakes and placed in grade one stakes at Arlington Park, and he did it in front running Catch Me If You Can style. That was exciting to watch. All told, tis deja vu won a place in 13 of his 16 starts, and he earned nearly $700,000. First foals are yearlings, and we have great reports about him. He stands for $5,000, doing a full stanza nurses at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Now, Crestwood's the home also of the stallions Country Day, Get Stormy, Mutata, No Biz Like Showbiz, Taste of Paradise. It's a family operation. They offer a wide variety of services: boarding, sales prep, and sales appraisals, representation at sales, portfolio management, pedigree research, and confirmation analysis. Whatever your needs, give them a call, 859-252-3770, and check the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All right, I'm talking to Kristen Leshner and Andrew Chesser, and they're, of course, from the Jockey Club, and one's a lawyer, and the other one's a $2 better. Handicapper, I should say.
I'd say so, yeah. I guess every now and then, maybe $2 here, $2 there.
You ever enter these handicapping contests?
No, I haven't. I've had a number of friends do so, but I kind of think about the novice level, and I might not be able to hold my own weight at some of these big-time gamblers over at Keeneland or at Turfway where they have the contests.
Well, there's a lot of people down. Well, a lot of them down at Brisnet.
Yeah.
Play that, I know. I've got friends down there that do. You bet on the races, Kristen?
I'm a $2 better every once in a while. I don't like to part with my money very much. So when I lose the first time, I generally put the money away. If I win, I'll keep rolling it back in. But
yeah.
I like to go to the races more for the horses and just to watch than I've cared
about. What's your favorite track?
Well, I love Keeneland, but I have to say I went out to Del Mar once, and that's probably one of my favorite places to go, not only for the track, but also just the area. It's a wonderful area.
And I noticed that Andrew's wearing a jacket here. It says Del Mar on it.
That's apropos, isn't it?
Yeah. This was not planned.
Yeah. Have you ever been out there?
Yeah. And I've been there a couple different times. Hope to get back this year. But like Kristen said, you know, it's hard to beat where the surf meets the turf. You know, 75-degree weather, you know, getting fish tacos at the brig. But it's one of the real jewels here in North America.
Last time I was at Del Mar, Shoemaker had the bug.
Is that right?
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
How long ago was that?
I won't ask.
Long time ago.
Don't want to age you.
Yeah, you used to go up there and you'd see, who was there? Once you saw Crosby and him, Harry James and Betty Grable and
wow.
A lot of movie stars would go.
Yep.
To Del Mar. Yeah, it was a beautiful trip. I liked Santa Anita better.
Oh, absolutely.
But really you did. Can't beat the backdrop of Santa Anita when you're on the apron of the track.
Been there
I have, yeah. It's with the mountains in the background. It's beautiful track.
And what's the girl from Louisville doing at Santa Anita?
Let's see. The first time I went to Santa Anita, I guess we're just in California.
Yeah, I think Kristen and I went for work at the. We were out there for opening day, I think it was.
For work.
Hard for job. A year, yeah. but we got the chance to go to the races there.
What did the jockey club send you out?
Yeah, we had some work to attend to for the jockey club.
Oh. You get to fly?
I didn't drive.
Maybe they gave you a bus ticket.
They sent us on the Greyhound, right?
Jackie wanted to know if they got to fly. You know? Yeah. Well, I always liked it. Did you ever go Golden Gate?
You know, I've never been to Golden Gate. I've been up in Northern California, but haven't had the chance to get to that racetrack. Mm-hmm. I think in California, I've got to Santa Anita Del Mar, and I did spend a morning in Los Alamitos, watch the horses train.
Now, you named one I've never been to. Yeah. I've never been to Los Alamitos.
Yeah.
But, I've been to Bay Meadows and Del Mar and Santa Anita and Hollywood Park and Golden Gate. I like Golden Gate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, it's right there on the bay, you know.
Yeah.
You look out and see Alcatraz.
Is that where they send all the jocks that didn't have losing mounts?
They don't, but they should.
Have you been to any of the fair races to see the mules?
No, and I never did.
That's one of my bucket list things. I'd like to go.
Yeah, you know.
One of those fair meets and see the mules races.
I always thought that I'd like to take a driving tour and just go around the country and see some of these smaller tracks.
Absolutely.
But I never did. You know how that goes. But anyway. Well, listen, where can give us that website where people, you know, can get in touch with you all?
Absolutely. If you visit ThoroughbredConnect.com, you can sign up for the program, enroll your horse, look at the public list of thoroughbreds that need aftercare or assistance, or you know, tie your name to a horse that's currently racing, one that you knew from when you're working at the sales, and maybe downstream it'll become your horse.
Okay.
Yeah. And ours is TJCTIP.com for a list of events that have tip awards and also more information about the program.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you all for coming in.
Now, Ursel, thank you very much for having us.
I appreciate it. It's fun talking to you. Keep in touch.
We will. We will.
You want a 29-year-old stud?
Yeah, you want a 29-year-old stud?
Don't tempt us, right?
Got some grass.
I could tell my dad and he'd find a place for it in the paddock.
There you go. Well, yeah, I'm sure you'll find something for him if he's looking.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All righty. Jackie?
Yes, sir.
You better do that over there, and okay. I better catch up here with my commercials. I absolutely got behind there. Let's see, where am I? I go to Judmont, right? Oh, I'm almost caught up. Well, Close Hatches was named a rising star by Thoroughbred Daily News after her eye-popping debut at Gulfstream on January 16th, stating that her performance was reminiscent of that by her champion stablemate Royal Delta and her unveiling, that was at Belmont in 2010. Close Hatches is a 3-year-old filly from the first crop of First Defense. Now, Dun Donnell, winner of the Group 3 Acom Stakes, second by Neck and a Group 2 Champagne, both in Great Britain, and in his only start in the USA, ran fourth in a field of 14 in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, is also a member of First Defense's first crop. So, First Defense is siring runners, and that should come as no surprise. He's a Grade 1 Stakes winner with a sire pedigree, and with a $7,500 live foal stud fee and runners such as Close Hatches and Don Unell going farm, he just might turn out to be the bargain sire of the year. He stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 Stakes winner Mizzen Mass. Now, Mizzen Mass is the only sire to have two Grade 1 winners of Breeders' Cup races in 2012. Mizzen Mass stands for $15,000, and both stand at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com.
Well, horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers won four stakes last weekend. Game On Dude, bred by Adina Springs, won the Grade 2 San Antonio at Santa Anita. He's won 9 graded stakes, 3 grade 1. Flashback, winner of the Grade 2 Robert B. Lewis stakes, also at Santa Anita, was raised at Gainesway Farm for Dr. William G. Andrade and Michael Hernan. Tappa Cat, winner of the Grade 3 Florida Oaks at Tampa Bay, was bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds. And the $120,000 Tiffany Last stakes at the fairgrounds saw the comeback of Believe You Can, winner of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks last year. She's the second Kentucky Oaks winner, bred by Mr. Jones and raised at his Airdrie stud. So congratulations to all from the friends over at McCauley Brothers. That's the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. This dedication to the horse is paying dividends, and it can for you too. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call, 873-3333. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
Let's see. What's today?
The
second
ninth.
Of
it's a Saturday.
Ninth?
It's a Saturday, dear.
February 9th. Boy, he's just getting more smarty aleck all the time. I wonder how that day went for them out there last week when we had all that snow and they had the John Michael Montgomery concert. Remember, they had an all-day affair. I hope it went well. That was terrible weather for it. You just take a chance in February. Today, 8 until 5, is the Snowball Series Mounted Games. Next week, February 16th, is Kentucky Horse Park Mounted Police Civilian Sensory Training Clinic for Novices.
That's the 16th of the Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That's the Saturday, yeah.
Good. This is, they put you through the same, you and your horse through the same stimuli, far more than you're ever going to run into anywhere, and it kind of gets your horse used to spooky, strange things. March the 2nd and 3rd will also be Snowball Series Mounted Games. Oh, that Mounted Games going on today is also tomorrow. They always hold those on Saturday and Sunday. Here's a pretty cool one. March the 13th and 14th is a trail ride to benefit the Horse Park Foundation. Saturday and Sunday, 13th and 14th, both days, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's more fun than you can shake a stick at. I mean, trail riding at the horse park is just wonderful.
Let me break.
All right.
Let me break in for a second.
Okay.
We want to talk about the new horse over at War Horse Place. Very interesting horse. Got to go see this horse. Name's Midas Touch. High weight on the Irish Free Handicap at 3. And he is by the world's leading sire, Galileo. And he's going to stand his first season at stud at War Horse Place with $10,000 live foal. In Ireland now, Midas Touch won the Group 2 Derby trial, then ran second by nose in the Group 1 Irish Derby. Got beat by Clay Blanco, future Eclipse Award winner, who is another son of Galileo. Now, in England, Midas Touch was second in the Group 1 St. Ledger and the Group 2 Great Vault Azure Stakes. Then he moved to Australia, and by golly, he placed in Group 1 Stakes down there, too. He retired with earnings just short of $800,000. Now, Galileo, of course, is sired 124 stakes winners, including Horse of the World, Frankel. And Midas Touch descends from a great female family. His dam approached one stakes in England, and in 3 starts in this country, she won a Gulfstream, and then she ran second in Grade 2 stakes right out here at Keeneland. Approach is a half-sister to the French Classic winner, Aussie Rules, out of group stakes winner in Group 1 place last second. The family's loaded with Group 1 winners and classic performers. Now, Midas Touch joins the young sire prospect, Santiva, a Grade 2 stakes winner by Giant's Causeway, and a multiple graded stakes winner, Mythical Power. Mythical Power also at War Horse Place. So inquiries to Jerry Assinger, 859-509-0053, or Dana Assinger, 859-509-3157. And to double-check those phone numbers, just see the website at warhorseplace.com.
I'm
All right, Jackie. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. I was looking at these papers about the sensitivity clinic. It's $150, but you get a reception, everything. You get breakfast the next day, lunch, and stall. You get three sets of instructions. One is groundwork and obstacles under saddle. Another part is equitation. Another part is troop drill. So, and then they're going to have an optional obstacle competition in games. It's really, really, really worth every penny. KTA and KTOB, Kentucky Bred Awards information, they are going to allow the people that are just members to vote, and our ballot came, or whatever it is, came in the email. I meant to tell you that. So we get to vote on Kentucky Bred Champion Awards.
Kristen, if you're listening, you went off and forgot your coffee mug. You're sitting on top of our little fridge over here.
Kristen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did. Huh. There you are.
I'd take it, but it's pink.
Yeah, I won't let him have it. Let's see. Joyce Brinsfield's Valley High down in Versailles. Today is February 9th, Equitation Boot Camp Day, all levels. The 15th is Ladies Lunging Lesson. And the 16th, which must be a Sunday, is Open Schooling for. March the 2nd is Schooling Hunter Show. March the 3rd is Schooling Jumper Show. Joyce number is 948-2632. Let's see. There's just a Kentucky Equine Humane Center is having May the 4th a Derby Dash Bash, a benefit to support that organization at the Ashley Inn on Lexington Road in Bryantsville. It's not real expensive. It's just $25. Where's Bryantsville Road? Bryantsville, Kentucky. I don't know Bryantsville.
I don't know either.
I don't know me.
I get lost in Midway.
Right. Keep going round and round, don't you? It's one block, round and round. Let's see. Talk about that. Here it is. This is the Spendthrift Farm Show Up Today through the 11th and learn how you can earn a lifetime breeding right to Dominus. Who's he by? I forget. Anyway, there he is, multiple grade 2 winner at Saratoga Smart Strike. Yeah. Right. So I knew that was what's going on. And then we need colostrum. Everybody needs colostrum. Milk those mares. Milk those mares.
And buy that reborn to go with it.
NTRA member discounts, you get money off on John Deere and 40% off on Sherwin-Williams paint. And after this winter, you probably need Sherwin-Williams paint. Matt told me when this next farm manager's meeting is. I forgot. Stay tuned. Don't forget, Rooster Brew. Ralph Quillen is opening a saloon. 719 Main Street in Paris. He's going to make his own beer.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we got to get going over there. Also in downtown Paris, just to plug locally, we now have a Grey Goose. Downtown Paris has got a Grey Goose.
Yeah, but it's a new restaurant.
Restaurant. Yeah, there's one.
I've never eaten there. I've never eaten in the ones. There's one in Midway, and then there's one over in Lexington on Jefferson, but they've been very successful.
Yeah. So that's mostly my announcements, but I did want to mention Macaulay's has that wonderful stuff made specially for old horses. It's called Longevity. It's powdered up and put into pellets, and when they gum it, it just automatically dissolves in their mouth. And
what about our buddies with Computer Place?
Oh, yeah. Computer Clinic over at Hamburg in the Myers supermarket. It's called Computer Clinic. They're great. You can pay them $20 and they will stand there and tell you how to do something for half an hour. You can't beat that with a stick. Computer lessons. They're really reasonable. Most things are $40. give them a call. It's 263-7374, or you can about walk in.
Yeah.
You don't need a... Also, Sally Van is now doing repairs on your own personal trailer and your own personal diesel. So you can give them a call, too. Farm Managers Meeting is September 20th at the Red Mile. Thank you, Russ.
You got that probably from Matt.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Dutch Great.
Thank you, Matt.
Dutcher called.
Dutcher called.
Oh, Dutcher's so cute. Dutcher's a little bit over 2 years old. And
his little brother is just...
His little brother's 8 weeks old, and I had a bag of, what do you call those, Chex mix or something? And he just started taking them one handful at a time, putting them in his pockets.
And
he got, yes, and he got his pockets filled up.
He's a chip off the old block.
Well, listen, he got his pockets filled up, and he took one more hand, and he pulled his shirt collar out and went up toward his neck with a handful of that stuff. I said, no, stop. He's so cute. Just fun.
All righty. Well, he is a cute kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the grade 3 $150,000 toboggan stakes was won by Hit Hard Hoof by Interdob. Hit Hard Hoof led all the way to take the toboggan. That was his second stakes win in a row. On January 13th, he'd won the $75,000 True Blue Stakes at Aqueduct, following a third in the $75,000 Valley Forge Stakes at Parks. Tough, durable, and game. Hit Hard Hoof has won 18 times, and he's earned over $470,000. Now, Interdob has sired the winners of other graded stakes at Churchill Downs and Oaklawn and Turfway, plus stakes winners at Aqueduct and Belmont and Oaklawn and Monmouth in Europe. In fact, through 2012, some 15% of his starters had won a place in stakes. A multiple graded stakes winner of over $531,000 by the Top Speed Sire Phone Trick, Interdob can sire your runner, and he stands for $2,000 live full at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, De Gea, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mustenfar. Inquiries to Stallion Manager Ken Barnes. Here's the number. It's 859-224-4585, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. Well, my friends over at Kismark have taken care of more good horses than most people see in their lifetime. I mean, horses come from all over to go there, because they have great facilities for taking care of horses, either with anything from critically injured to just need a little freshening. Grace Hall went over there for a little freshening last fall. Well, Kitten's Joy has been there. So has Magna Graduate and Roses in May and Colonel John and Einstein and Badge of Silver, Any Given Saturday and Spritestown. I can go on, but this is just supposed to be a one-minute commercial. But believe me, the list of well-known horses who also came there reads like a who's who in racing. And Kismark is just right close to Keeneland, just a couple of miles from Keeneland on toward Versailles. It's on the Shannon Run Road. You turn left. If you're going toward Versailles, you turn left on the Shannon Road right across from the castle. There's the Pisgah Pike on the right and Shannon Road on the left. And they have a variety of tools at their disposal there that benefit the horses. You just can't find anywhere else. Not in Kentucky, anyway. And they have a staff that's well-schooled in the use of those tools, and area vets use it. In fact, nearly every horse that comes in there has a different vet treating it. So if you stick around long enough, you'll meet all of them. Okay, and it's a great facility. All kinds of things that you can use in there, from an aqua tread and a swimming pool and a freestyle walker and an indoor walking jogging rings and vibrating platform. That's an interesting thing. It is developed by the space program. And what it does is it induces hoof growth, enhances circulation, strengthens bones. There's a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And they've also got a cold saltwater spa. And when I say cold, I mean cold 35 degrees. Boy, it'll bring down swelling in the limbs right away. Now, to learn more about Kismark, give them a call. Give Kirsten a call over there. Her number is, the number over there is 983-9481. You can call, that's Kirsten's number. That's her cell number, I believe. I probably shouldn't have given that out. Anyway, 873-9955. You can reach her there, too. Check the website. It's K-E-S-M-A-R-C www.bluegrassandbackroads.com. Well, Jim Ologist is a grade one stakes winner by the Big Horse Sire, Tisnow. Hall of Famer Tisnow has sired 9 grade one winners, including Colonel John, the leading first crop yearling sales sire last year. Like Colonel John, Jim Ologist was precocious as a 2-year-old. In fact, he was undefeated at 2. Concluded his first year of racing with a win in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill. At 3, he extended that undefeated streak to 5, winning a 1-mile allowance race at Gulfstream Park and then moving to New York, where he won the Grade 1 $1 million Wood Memorial at the direct expense of future Travis Stakes winner Alpha in a display of class and courage reminiscent of his great sire. A knockout individual, Jim Ologist, was a $310,000 weaning. And besides being by an emerging sire of sires, he's one of 3 stakes winners out of a daughter, Mr. Prospector, prolific stakes family. Jim Ologist entered stud for $15,000. Due in a full stanza nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim. And the number over at Windstar, 859-873-1717. And see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Whatever.
Hi.
KTA.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that right now. Take care of my good friends over at KTA.
Thank you, Rusty.
Thank you, Rusty. Rusty, have to keep him around here to remind me of something all the time. Bail me out. David Schweitzer over at KTA likes us to plug the Breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from the previous weekend. And the winner of the Robert B. Lewis Stakes, down at Grade 3 at Santa Anita, was Flashback. And Flashback was bred by Dr. William G. Andrade and Michael Hernan. Michael, right over here at Gainesway Farm. Michael's over there. Young man from Ireland. If I can turn the page here, I'll give you the next one. I've turned 2 pages. I've turned 3 pages. I'll get there in a minute, folks. I'm really, really prepared for this. I can see that. Guilt Trip, that was a well-named horse. Guilt Trip won the Stroob. He's by Pulpit, and he's bred by Windsong Farm. And, of course, Pulpit, now deceased, stood his entire career. Well, he was a Claiborne bred and stood at Claiborne Farm. The San Antonio Stakes, Grade 2 at Santa Anita, was won by Game On Dude. Game On Dude by Awesome Again, bred by Dena Springs, which, of course, is the home of Awesome Again. Boy, this horse has won $3,252,000 now. That's not as much as his daddy. His daddy won, best as I can call, over $4,300,000. Awesome Again has been an awesome kind of stud horse as far as that goes. Honorable Dylan won the Hutchinson Stakes, Grade 3 down at, it's Grade 2 at Gulfstream Park. Honorable Dylan beat 40 Tails, was by Taylor the Cat, and then undrafted a Pulpit. No, it was by Purim, excuse me, ran third. Case for Clay bred that horse. The Toboggan Stakes, Grade 3 at Aqueduct, went to Head Heart Hoof, who was by Inta Dobb. He was bred by Rhapsody Farm and Allen and Dora Alcon. Let's see what else we've got here. He's won $470,000, by the way. And, of course, into Dob over at Shadwell Farm. Winner of the Florida Oaks, Grade 3, went to Tapper Cat, bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds and Gainesway. That's 2. The other one was Michael Hernan, one that he bred in partnership. But he was raised at Gainesway. Let's see. Here we go. The Busher Stakes at Aqueduct, Princess of Silmar won that. That's a 3-year-old from the first crop of Majestic Warrior. Last year's leading sire, 2-year-old winners with 30. He stands, Majestic Warrior down at Coomar. The Cincinnati Trophy Stakes, Alan R. won that. He's a scat daddy. He also stands down there. John R. Penn bred that one. Essex, Do No Harm, won the Essex at Oak Lawn. He's bred by the Double Eagle Ranch. The Gulfstream Park Turf Sprint Stakes was won by Varsity, a 6-year-old gilling by Indin Charlie, who stood his entire, ended his career and stood down at, Airdrie Stud. This one was bred by Bertram Firestone. The 96 Rock Stakes, Mac the Man won that. Mac the Man was bred by St. George Farm. That was formerly the George, old George Wardner, Widener place over on Kenny Lane. And the Tiffany Last Stakes winner at the fairgrounds, Believe You Can. Last year's Kentucky Oaks winner came back and won that. That's bred by Burton Jones and is by the Airdrie Stallion Proud Citizen. So that's... That is the Kentucky bred horses from last week. Let's see here. I want to do something. They're running the Princess Dearly Precious Stakes today. I thought I'd do something about that. Dearly Precious Stakes in New York. I believe that's where they're running it. Am I right about that? Or am I wrong about that? I'm checking my notes here. And I'm right about that. Hey, first time today I've been right. She's a bay filly foaled in 1973, a dark bay filly by Dr. Fager. And if I'm So Dear by Chieftain, she's a Florida bred, bred by Mrs. Jean Pancoast down in Florida. Ari Baylor raced her, and Steve DeMuro trained her. She was a good, awfully nice filly. She raced just raced a 2 and 3. She won 12 of her 16 starts for 2 seconds and earned about $370,000. She was a champion two-year-old. She made her first start on August the 15th as a two-year-old. August the 15th, 1975 at Aqueduct, and she ran fifth. A filly named Pleasant Time beat her. Got beat by eight lengths like that day. But then she rolled off for the rest of the season. 8 wins in a row. And Mike Hole rode her when she broke her maiden. Yeah, that was at Aqueduct. Just a week later, after she won by 9.5 lengths, then they put her, sent her to Delaware for the Polly Drummond Stakes, and Mr. Holes on her again, and she won that by 3. She came back to Belmont Park, and she won the Fashion Stakes. Again, it was Michael Rodner. She beat a filly named Honeypot. That's a terrible name. That's what they call the outdoor privies in Japan, Honeypots.
Ew.
Anyway, somebody, I could have, that's too little, yeah, too much, too a little too much information there, but anyway, then they sent her to Monmouth Park for the Colleen, and she won that, beating Old Goat, which Old Goat was a really nice filly that raced for Bwamazon Farm. Can't remember which was by, though. That was at Monmouth, went back to Belmont for the Astoria. And she beat Old Gold again, about 2 3/4 lengths. Then they went to Monmouth Park for the Sorority Stakes, and she beat Optimistic Gal, another top filly, beat her by 2.5 lengths. In her last two starts, she won the Spinaway at Saratoga, beating Optimistic Gal again. And in the final start of the year at Arlington Park, in the Arlington, Washington Lassie Stakes, she won by 4 over Free Journey. As a 3-year-old, she came back at Pimlico on the 3rd of April, won her first 2 races. That extended her win streak to 10 in a row. The 3rd of April was at Pimlico, and she won the Flirtation Stakes. I don't think they run that anymore, the Flirtation, but they used to be pretty. And Mike Hole was on her again. Then she went to Aqueduct, and Brawley Old Baeza rode her, and she won the Priory Stakes, beating Old Goat. I guess Old Goat was tired of seeing her. And she finally entered her win streak on the 5th of May at Belmont Park in the Comley. She got beat a 1/2 length. Under Bolly O'Brazer, they should have still it with Mike, maybe. A filly named Tell Me All won her. And then she came back in the Black Eyed Sea, Susan. Of course, that's at Pimlico.
I know.
And what a summer beater by a nose. And then she came back and won the Acorn Stakes, beating Optimistic Gal. And then she threw in a real bad one, a clunker, for, I don't know, in the Mother Goose. She led briefly, she had to lead it after a half, but then she faded and got to be 22 lengths and ran fifth. Well, she was dead last. It said she bore out, which would lead you to believe that she might have been hurt, and that was on June the 4th. But they brought her back on the 11th of July, and this was the final start of her career under Eddie Maple. And she won the Dark Mirage Stakes at Aqueduct. and beating Shah Siren and once again Old Goat. So she was an awfully nice filly, and she was, as I say, devoted to champion two-year-old filly of her year. Well, last Saturday, up at Aqueduct, the fourth race was a $60,000 maiden special, was won by a Malachite. It's a three-year-old colt from the first crop by Notional, bred by Spendthrift and sold as a two-year-old in training sale for $42,000. Malachite, he's already won out with earnings of over $66,000. He is one of eight winners from the first crop by Notional. The list includes stakes winner Risky Call, who's posted 3 wins in 2 seconds from 5 starts, including a win in the Canadian Juvenile Stakes. Now, Notional won graded stakes at Santa Anita, the Fairgrounds, and Monmouth Park. He ran second in a Grade 1 Florida Derby. That was the Scat Daddy. And he earned over $733,000. He's by the same sire as Indian Charlie, and he stands for $7,500, doing a full stands of nurses. On February 1 in Florida, the Grade 3 $250,000 Sam F. Davis Stakes was won by Falling Sky. Now, on the Derby Trail, Falling Sky is by Lionheart, who ranked 10th on the North American sire list last year, and he's the sire of 10 Triple Crown nominees. Now, Lionheart is also the sire of Lion of David, winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby over Super Saver, who won the Derby next time out, and Dublin. From the female family, the great Mr. Prospector, Lion of David's first foals of yearlings, he stands for $7,500, due in the foal stands and nurses. A Notional, Lion of David, stand at Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker. Be sure to ask about breeding incentives such as the Breed Secure program, very popular program, or multiple mare discounts. And see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Give me five minutes more. Well, I'm afraid I don't have time to do much in 5 minutes. Maybe I'll find a real short one of these things here.
That one's short.
Huh?
That's short right there.
Okay. This is talking about Aunt Jenny's trainer, Mr. Duval Healy, which is what a fine gentleman he was. Okay, this was written by
Joe Palmer.
And it's as this. The Daily Racing Form's poll of experts, and mostly genuine experts, too, picked Aunt Jenny as the best two-year-old filly of the year. This was a satisfaction because she was bred, owned, and trained by Duval Healy, about whom, now that the years have dimmed the performance, I'm going to tell you a story. I hope it doesn't get him in trouble. Back in 1938, he was training me now for his uncle, Hal Price Healy, hereafter known as Uncle Price. Me now, which had won the Futurity the previous year, was at Delaware Park getting ready for the Massachusetts Handicap. He was to have one last hard work and then ship to Boston, and Uncle Price was coming up to supervise it. As a matter of fact, we rode up on the train together, and I still remember that, though he never spoke favorably of the weights on some of the horses, he never mentioned that he had a horse in the race. Well, Duval wanted to work this horse a lot faster than his uncle would approve. So he went and caught the exercise boy and gave him orders in advance, to wit. "Now look here, boy," he said, "you get that horse off fast, and when you turn into the stretch, I'm going to be in the infield waving you down. But don't you pay a damn bit of attention to me. You come on with that horse." Me now broke from the gate. He was always a generous horse, and he was doing his best. When he'd gone 6 furlongs, Uncle Price looked up from his watch and said, "Isn't he going a little fast, Duval?" "My gracious, yes." This has to go through the mail. Said his nephew, "What's that boy thinking about?" He plucked a handkerchief from his pocket and began waving the horse down. The boy settled down and rode like the devil was at his throat latch, and me now broke Delaware Park's track record for 1 1/8 miles. He came back and was received by the trainer in what might be called an extreme state of agitation. "Didn't you see me waving at you?" he demanded. "No, I didn't, Mr. Healy," said the boy. "I got some dirt in my eye coming into the turn, and I couldn't see anything. I'm sorry if I worked him too fast." "Well, you did work him too fast," said the trainer. "You may have ruined his horse. Do that one more time, and you're through." Then he took Mina out of Suffolk Downs, where the management was so sure the war admiral would gallop in that they had the winner's blanket and flowers worked out in gold and black of Glen Riddle stable. Mina popped out of the gate in front, and he beat war admiral by 10 panels of the fence.
Yay.
Okay, that music means it's time to go. All right, they haven't run but 2 days up the Turfway so far, but Jim Rankin, Alan Crupper, and Larry Lay have saddled winners up there, and then Dan Pitts, went up to Beulah Park and won there. Want to thank Mary Jane down at the studio and Ressie here, right here in the clocker stand with us. Want to thank our guests for coming in, and thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.